This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. This week, a new independent commission begins a year-long review of the role of the National Guard and Reserves in national security. Congress passed legislation calling for the review at the end of 2004, by which time it was very apparent that the Pentagon was treating the Guard and Reserve as an operational force rather than a strategic reserve. That raised controversial issues, including whether the Guard will be available and adequately equipped to respond to domestic disasters. NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Vicki O'Hara, joins me now. Hello.
Good morning.
In the past, Vicki, the National Guard and Reserve were used primarily as a reserve force, held back to defend the homeland and respond to national and natural disasters. Is the formation of this commission an acknowledgement that that has changed?
Very much so. When the House and Senate Armed Services Committees decided this commission was needed, it was at a time when the military in Iraq and Afghanistan was really showing the strain of repeated deployments, and that was especially true of the Guard and Reserve. These are supposed to be citizen soldiers, part-time soldiers, and in fact, they were being used very differently. At times, the Guard and Reserve have accounted to a third or even at one point almost half of the U.S. forces serving in Iraq. And over the past few years, the country also has been leaning on the Guard much more heavily for homeland security. So there's a general consensus that it's time to sit back. Let's take a long look at how the Guard and Reserve are organized. What does the nation expect them to do? And do they have the resources, the equipment, and the training to do it?
Now, this, again, is an independent commission created by Congress. Is the Pentagon, is the Pentagon on board with this review?
Well, the Pentagon has acknowledged that the Guard and Reserve are being used as an operational force, and that requires making some changes in the system. The Army, in recognition of that fact, has plans to reorganize the Guard so that more units would be combat trained and equipped at any one time. The Army also wants to devote some units to specific support roles, things like transportation and engineering. But there are some tensions between the Pentagon and state governments over how the Guard is being used, so we'll really have to wait and see just what the commission comes up with.
Take a look for us at some of the more controversial issues that the commission will be looking at.
One of them is the size of the force. Are there enough people in the Guard and Reserve with the right skills to do what's expected of them? At the moment, Congress authorizes a Guard of 350,000, but the proposed defense budget for 2007 funds only 333,000. The Pentagon says they funded to that lower number because that's all they've been able to recruit, getting back to this problem with getting people to join the forces. The Pentagon also has assured the nation's governors that if they're able to recruit up to the 350,000, the Army somehow will find the money to pay for them. But some governors aren't really buying that. They're afraid the Pentagon in some roundabout way is trying to cut the Guard and its funds. Another big issue is training. Do you focus training on homeland security, fighting wildfires, rescuing people from hurricanes, or do you focus their training primarily on combat and how to avoid improvised explosive devices? So there's really a lot to discuss.
And when it comes to the question of whether its recommendations, when they finally come, will be accepted, how much power does the commission actually have?
Well, there aren't any guarantees that Congress and the Pentagon will buy into what they come up with, but there is this general agreement by everyone that the current system needs an overhaul. You know, with the threats that we face today, the unpredictable nature of terrorism, hurricanes, you just never know exactly when or where the Guard might be needed. But the head of the commission says that he's going to work very closely with Congress throughout this process and even draft legislation if the commission thinks new legislation is needed in order to streamline the process when the commission gets to the end of its work.
And just briefly, Vicki, who is on the commission?
There are 13 people. They're appointed by the leaders of the Senate and House Armed Services Committees and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. They have broad experience in military affairs, government, the Guard, the Reserve. So they really do know what they're about.
Vicki, thanks.
You're welcome.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Vicki O'Hara.